Justin Fabro was found with a flick knife after he crashed his vehicle into a hydropole in the early morning hours of May 9. At the time, the Sault Ste. Marie man was on a 10-year court order that banned him from having any weapons, let alone ones that are illegal in Canada. On Friday, he pleaded guilty to possession of a prohibited weapon, the knife, and possessing a prohibited weapon when he was not to have any weapons. The 40-year-old also was convicted of a Highway Traffic Act, HTA, offense of careless driving. Ontario Court Justice John Condon heard city police were called to a collision at the intersection of Blake and McNabb Streets at 2 a.m. A vehicle had struck a utility pole, Assistant Crown Attorney David Didiodato said. There was significant damage to the front and driver's side, and the airbags had deployed. An ambulance was at the scene and the medics thought the driver was impaired, Didiodato told the court. The accused's speech was slurred and he was arrested for impaired driving. When the cops searched him, they found the knife and also located brass knuckles nearby. Fabro's criminal record includes a 2019 conviction for transporting a weapon in a careless manner and possession of a prohibited weapon, the assistant crown attorney said. He was sentenced to 6 months in jail for those offenses. 2 years later, he was convicted of possession of a dangerous weapon, a loaded firearm, and received a sentence of about 2 years, Didiodato said. The Crown and defense lawyer Anthony Orazietti jointly proposed a $750 fine for each weapons offense and a further $2,000 penalty for the careless driving, plus 12 months probation. As well, Fabro should receive a mandatory lifetime weapons prohibition, Didiodato added. They also recommended that during his probation, under the HTA, he is not to drive except to travel directly to and from work, or while at work. There were significant triable issues following his client's arrest, Orazietti said. Fabro is employed, has been attending counseling and seems to be on the right track. He is working on a highway construction project near Thunder Bay and needs to be able to drive to get there and while on the job, Orazietti said. I apologize to everyone involved in my accident and I hope to move forward, Fabro said. When he imposed the sentence, Condon pointed to three positives. You weren't seriously injured, are employed and have been dealing with your issues for the last 5 to 6 months, he told Fabro. The judge gave him 12 months to pay the fines. I hope this is your path forward to sobriety and maintaining your employment, Condon said,